The Security Council members who did not support the UN resolution are taking a big gamble, and it is the people of South Sudan who will pay an unbearable price, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, warned.
The next time soldiers and armed groups fire on civilians, the next time the government prevents peacekeepers from going on patrol, which has probably already happened in the time that I've been speaking, the next time that a village goes hungry because the government withholds permission for an aid delivery, each of us will need to find a way to justify our response.
Samantha Power said she hoped that those who did not support action on an arms embargo come to understand the human cost of imposing no cost. The resolution also calls for targeted sanctions, including asset freezes and travel bans, against three key government and opposition figures. The United Kingdom has long advocated for an arms embargo on South Sudan, its ambassador to the UN said. Despite repeated promises, repeated atrocities, repeated warnings of ethnic violence, the fighting has continued to rage and the fragile peace agreement has continued to sour, Matthew Rycroft said.
Today, we had a chance to stem the flow of weapons and to save lives. It's why we advocated targeting those individuals who have fueled the violence, individuals at the top of both the government and the opposition. We had a chance today to show those individuals that there are very real repercussions for their role in this war. But instead, we've done nothing. We've done nothing despite knowing what is really at stake.
China and Russia, both veto-wielding council members, abstained from voting for the arms embargo. China believed the international community should instead push for renewed talks between South Sudan's government and the main opposition. It also called on the council to continue to support the East Africa bloc IGAD as the lead mediator. The latter is also firmly against an arms embargo. Meanwhile, the deputy permanent representative of the Russian Federation to the United Nations expressed profound concern at the contents of the resolution and described it as destructive. Here's Mr. Peter Ilichev speaking through an interpreter.
We think it's abnormal when serious work on settling the situation in South Sudan is undermined by senseless use of the sanctions stick. This is a component of the practice of geopolitical engineering that the Western countries use against South Sudan, and not just against that country either. Earlier it was used against the United Sudan in order to dismember it into two states.
Sanctioning the leaders of South Sudan and the opposition would not facilitate building a more inclusive society or forge a political process, he stressed, adding that it would only exacerbate the animosity and tensions between ethnic groups, an opinion that the deputy permanent representative of South Sudan to the UN, Joseph Murn Majakongor Malok, shares.
We have always argued that an arms embargo seeks to further weaken the government and strengthen the numerous militia and armed groups due to the numbers of historical reasons, which include the long civil war that left arms in the hands of civilians, porous borders that make it difficult to control the illegal inflow of small arms and light weapons.
Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.